The Singing Bandit. The Singing Bandit, written and produced by Robert E. Callahan and directed by R. Calvert Hall. A story about Lone Wolf, the Kiowa Indian chief on the old Chisholm cattle trail in Kansas. Before the gold rush to California, what is now the state of Kansas was the home of big buffalo herds and many Kiowa Indians. As westbound travel increased, the Kiowas stood beside the trail in silent gaze, wondering what the end would be. To make the situation worse, in the late 60s, a long Texas drought caused cattlemen to drive their big herds to the grazing land in Kansas. Our scene opens with Dad Holliday, his college son Henry, and young daughter Marjorie riding in a covered wagon on the trail toward the town of Abilene. Henry is talking.
Gosh, Pop, I never knew there were so many cattle.
Well, Kansas is the biggest cow country in the world, Henry.
Where do all the cattle come from?
Well, son, before Texas won her freedom from Mexico, over 100,000 cattle were imported from Spain and turned loose on the Texas range. And during the Civil War, cattle increased very fast. Sometimes the herds coming north on the Chisholm Trail are 2 mile long.
What do people do with so many cattle?
Well, after they get fat, they ship to eastern markets. The cowboys go back to Texas for another herd.
I sure would like to be a cowboy. I'm going to be one, too.
Oh, what are you talking about, Henry? You couldn't rope a pet puppy. Cowboy.
Well, I've been reading a lot about cowboys lately.
I can imagine how you'd look in big boots, big hat, spurs, carrying a six-shooter. Oh, people would think you'd escape from the Barnum Circus.
What do you want to keep picking on me for?
Cowboy. Oh, a cattle puncher. You'd make some cowboy, all right.
I'm getting tired of your gabs. I'll take a punch at you if you don't leave me alone.
Oh, let go of my hair. Oh, let go, I tell you.
Here, you two are acting like babies.
Well, look. What's the matter, Father? See, all the cattle are running.
Yes. They're on a stampede. I sure hope they don't come our way.
Oh, my. I'll never forget that sight.
Gosh, I wish I had a horse. I'd round them up.
You better be thankful, Henry. They didn't plunge over us. We sure was lucky. If they'd come this way, them cattle would have torn us all to pieces. And cattle stampede's about the worst thing on the plain.
What do you suppose the cowboys are doing, Dad? Cutting out the Mavericks?
Hmm? Mavericks?
Yes, Mavericks. You don't know what it means, do you?
Nope. Well, I guess I'm looking at one right now.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I knew you didn't know anything. Well, sis, a Maverick is an unbranded calf or cow. And before the herds are started north, the cowboys round the cattle up and drive the Mavericks out and brand them.
Oh, I declare, you've been reading some book, haven't you? I'm kind of proud of my big brother.
I know a whole lot more than some folks think I do.
Hey, see the smoke over there? Guess we'll be in Abilene pretty soon.
How big is Abilene, Father?
Biggest and toughest cattle town in the world. An open prairie 2 years ago. But we've got about 15,000 people there now.
Mm-hmm.
Saloons in every block. Cowhands, outlaws, cattle thieves, and some bad Indians. You get your eyes open in Abilene, all right.
You don't think we'll meet any danger, do you?
Well, I hope not, but Lone Wolf is on the warpath. Folks tell me nobody's safe going through his country nowadays.
Lone Wolf?
Yep.
What do you mean?
You never heard of him, did you?
No.
Yet you think he's a maverick.
Oh.
Lone Wolf is an Indian.
Ooh.
The chief of the Kiowa Nation.
I'm proud of you, son. You know your books, don't you?
Well, I do a lot of reading. That's more than you do, Marjorie.
Now, hey, won't you two ever quit picking on each other?
All right, Father. I'll be good. Say, Dad, someone told me they had an opera house in Abilene. Is that true?
Yep, that's right. A lot of money in this country. There ain't nothing too good for cowboys when they got money.
You remember those fellas telling us about those California troubadours that are playing in Abilene?
Well, maybe you'll get a chance to hear them. We'll be there pretty soon.
On the caravan went to Abilene. Abilene, the most talked-of cow town in the world. A boom town born overnight. Mahogany bars, glamorous dance halls, money flowing like mountain water. A place where men were shot down with the turn of a card or calling a man a liar. The only law was the man fastest on draw. A town where Wild Bill Hickok wrote his name and fame. where opera stars and artists from every land came to entertain. It is Saturday night, and we find our friends attending an entertainment.
Buenos dias, Americanos. Buenos dias. My troubadours come all the way from California. You like to hear them play, no? Gracias, Americanos. Gracias. We play and sing the caravan song, eh?
Move on, move on, move on, caravan. Wend your weary way across the burning sand. Get on, get on, lazy oxen. A few more days and you will graze in fertile land. Hear the crunching of the wheel beside us, sandy loam. We know each revolution brings us that much nearer at home. So rock and roll till we reach our goal. Move along, Colorado.
Gracias, gracias.
Oh, that was beautiful, Mr. Gonzalez.
Gracias, senorita. You know, you are like the flowers in California, but more beautiful than the flowers.
Oh, thank you. You know, we're going to California.
Oh, you go to California, maybe so?
Yes. We've enjoyed every day of the trip so far. California must be a beautiful country. You know, Father was out there during the gold rush days.
Oh, the Americano been to California, eh?
Yes. I prospected in the gold hills about 4 years. Folks said the mountain was full of gold, but all I got was worms and rheumatism.
Rheumatism, eh? It's very bad. But worm, well, it's very nice. What? He make good breakfast sometime, no?
Are there any cowboys in California, mister?
No. Well, maybe so. You see, Americanos say cowboy. But Pancho, he say vaquero. Many big ranchos in California. Many vaqueros and caballeros, too.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway, I understand what you mean.
Oh, you know, Mr. Gonzalez, brothers always wanted to be a cowboy. But, well, as for me, I'd like to be an Indian princess.
An Indian princess? Oh, but yes. Indian no have princess.
No.
No, no. You know, Indian very bad. You know, hear about the lone wolf, no? He no like cowboy.
Why not?
Well, he say cowboy take Indian land. Lone wolf no like. No, no, no.
Well, I hope we don't have any trouble with the Indians.
Well, Indians won't bother you unless you bother them.
Well, maybe so, maybe not. But, you know, sometime Indian like beautiful Americano. Pancho hope no trouble. But if trouble do come, you send for Pancho. He helps, senorita. Mm,
you're very kind. But I don't think we'll have any trouble.
Pancho, he hopes so, too. Now, Pancho, he go. Adios.
Dawn broke. The holiday caravan moving on. Marjorie living in memory of fiesta music. The intriguing personality of Pancho Gonzalez. His kindness, his friendly voice. His offer of aid in case of trouble. She had no thought of what darkness might bring. But that night, in camp, while all members of the caravan were sleeping, dreaming of a pleasant journey, they were surrounded by Kiowa Indians, led by Lone Wolf, the most vicious Indian of the Middle West. They came not for money or food, but for the sweetheart of the caravan. Our scene moves to the Kiowa village, where they took Marjorie, who is now tied with buckskin thongs to a tree. Brush is being piled about her. An Indian brave ready to sacrifice her on the altar of fire.
Please, please, Lone Wolf, I beg you to let me go.
Pale face, papoose, die.
Why do you want to kill me? I've done nothing.
Pale face, kill you, buffalo.
But my people had nothing to do with killing buffaloes.
Wait, here to say, pale face, die.
All right, if you want to kill me, I'm ready. But it won't help your cause. I know the Indians have been mistreated, but there's nothing I can do about it.
Pale face make a heap talk. but lone wolf make the fire. Pale face die.
The pile of brush was lighted, the death-dealing flame slowly spreading. Meanwhile, back in camp, Marjorie's father, remembering the offer of Pancho Gonzalez, had made a wild ride to Abilene to reach him. And now Pancho was fulfilling a promise.
Aquí vengo! Lone Wolf, eh? Why you make ready to kill the Americano señorita?
Pale face kill buffalo.
But this beautiful girl do not kill buffalo.
Pale face breastfeeding with Indian. Pale face cheat. Pale face take land.
But this girl do not know about treaty. She no cheat. She no steal land.
Pale face save food for Kiowa. Lone wolf no get food.
But don't you understand? This girl, she never make trouble for lone wolf.
Great spirit say Kiowa kill papoose. Maybe buffalo come back.
But killing her won't bring the buffalo back. Look, Pancho, he come in peace. Pancho got something for you. Pancho have magic charm for lone wolf. Charm, he bring plenty food. You go to Colorado, lone wolf. At charm, he find many, many buffalo.
No, maybe say heal his big talk.
Lone wolf no believe Pancho, eh?
Maybe so, like a pale face. Keep talk. Lone wolf say, pale face die.
Lone wolf say, eh? Big chief lone wolf. Maybe you do not know, Pancho Gonzalez is big chief too. Pancho is the singing bandit of California. Pale face do not die. Pancho show lone wolf and the Kawawa brains how Pancho shoot. Come, senorita. Many more brains come pronto. Pancho save you. Come.